You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
It is MLB.com Extras, Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Dave Raymond. He's Greg Johns. And Greg, as we play out the string in Seattle, Mariners will have meaningful games in the pennant race and all, but we're looking more at the future of the Mariners, getting a glimpse of some guys here and there. Who's standing out so far?
Well, you know, they've had a couple kids that they've brought up that I think have made a nice case for themselves, and they're probably not the big name guys that are going to be headliners next year. But I think if you want to make a kid that's made a case for himself, it's being a part of a roster. It's Sean O'Malley, who just looks like a baseball player, and he's a guy that's come up and taken advantage of his September call up, and you know, they traded away Austin Jackson and had a few injuries, and suddenly he's been playing pretty much every day. And all he does is get on base and kind of make things happen. And it's kind of reminded him what speed can do and what a guy that can make things happen can do. And I think he just looks like a guy that could be part of the roster, so a utility kid that can play all over and got a little time under his belt and seems to understand the game. And he's had a nice September. And as Lloyd McClennan keeps saying, he's not going to hit 500 for us, but you keep looking up and he's hitting about 420 and getting on base about 500 plus. So, you know, you kind of like what you're seeing, small sample and all that, and playing in September and what's it worth. But here's a guy making a case for himself and certainly that's saying, hey, I'm a ball player and I deserve to be on a roster. And it's been fun to see. And, you know, Ketel Marte, we keep talking about the young shortstop. I think he's making a real solid case for himself being a guy a part of that future, too. And he's taking advantage of his time here in the second half. And again, a guy with some speed. And I think more and more they're saying, hey, we can't just have big boppers. We got to have some guys that can run. And Marte is a kid that's showing that and can affect the game. And as has O'Malley and James Jones a little bit here at the end of the season. Personally, that's the kind of way I'd like to see him go a little bit. They play in a big park. I'd like to see him. You know, you can have some thumpers in the middle, but you got to get some guys, some athletes that can play in that field. And maybe they're seeing a little bit of what that can do here and down the stretch.
Well, I like it, you know, and I like the way you describe him. I want to say McClendon, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. You know, all the articles, you know, blend together at some point for me. But I think he talks about him as just being like a ball player, right? You even use that term in there at some point, the ball player. And to me, that's like the highest compliment you could give a guy. You know, there's superstar tags, there's toolsy guys, light tower power, what all the cliches. But me personally, I take note when somebody is referred to by an insider as a ball player. I think of them as dirtbags, guys that just do things to win games, get dirty, figure something out. But it sounds like he's got a little athleticism. You know, he knows how to do those little things. Can you comp him? Is there somebody that comes to mind as you watch him that he might remind you of a little bit?
Good question. You know, I guess I don't want to hang it quite on it, but, you know, Willie Blomquist is a guy that was just kind of a ball player that the managers loved to have and just did a lot of things. And, you know, they're kind of different players. Well, Mal's got a little more speed, but the kind of – this guy is willing to do whatever. And that is a guy a manager loves to have. And that's the guy – maybe he's the 25th guy in your roster. You know, maybe he starts sometimes for you when you need him. Maybe he's a guy that you just – need when something happens and he's there and he's ready to play. And you need those guys. I mean, you just, every manager loves having those guys. And that Blomquist is that kind of guy to me that you look at his numbers and people say, you know, boy, how's this guy sticking around? Well, he's stuck around because every manager in baseball loves to have a guy that just does like to do those things and can do those things. And it's not easy to come off the bench and not be fresh and get your ABs every day. You know, and some guys, they just can't live with that role, and some guys can. And Willie was a guy that could do that and did it for a long time. O'Malley, to me, kind of maybe a younger version of that, and a guy that can help out a club in a lot of ways. So we'll see. He's, I'm not saying he's part of the future or whatever. He's a September call-up, but he is a kid that's made a nice showing for himself. So
yeah,
we'll see.
I like that.
Going forward.
I like the Blomquist comp. I mean, and again, I, you know, as you say, managers love those kinds of guys. I have the most respect for those kind of guys because I do think at the end of the day, you know, on a mediocre to slightly above mediocre team, all right, well, who cares? But I think when you get to championship-level teams, to me, a lot of times the difference can really be those extra guys, those dudes in the margin that do those little things. So to take nothing away from Nelson Cruz and his 40-plus home runs, let's pay homage where it needs to be paid. You got to tip your cap to that guy. What a season he's had in basically some fairly challenging conditions this year.
Yeah, and Dave, I'd be remiss not to say, Cruz is a big-time player and a highly paid guy. He's a ball player, too. I think one thing that's impressed me more than anything and impressed McClendon and the Mariners from top to bottom is that this is a guy who comes and plays hard and really loves the game. And that's invaluable, really, for a big-time player and kind of one of the leaders in there that other guys look to and sees what the game means to him. And he missed a week here with a leg injury, a bad quad, and it killed him. I mean, he just wanted to be out there playing. I mean, this is a team that they're not going to be in the playoffs, but he just wants to play. He just loves the game, and he's a ball player too, and it's kind of fun. And you look at it, and boy, what you want to watch for this Mariners season here for me down the stretch, and one of the main things is Nelson Cruz, because he's having a season that we haven't seen in Seattle for a long time, and he's got a chance to lead the majors in home runs for a second straight year, which he's one back of Chris Davis now as we sit here on Tuesday. And if he gets that, the last time a guy led the majors 2 years in a row was Jose Bautista back in, I think, 2010 and 2011. But the interesting thing beyond that, the last guy, Dave, guess who the last guy to lead the majors for two different teams in home runs back-to-back years?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I don't know.
Guy named Babe Ruth back in 1920. Last guy to lead the majors for two different teams in home runs. So that's it's a rare thing for a team to give up a guy that leads the majors is one of the main things there. But, it's pretty interesting. Yeah, you throw your name in with Babe Ruth, I think you're doing something right.
Yeah, I would hope to shout, man. That's a great one, by the way. I got to tuck that one away. What about, speaking of Babe Ruth, what about the former Yankee himself, Robbie Cano? I got a piece recently about the abdominal strain that he's been playing through since July, and, that's never fun, never easy, but he has turned things around in the second half. There's got to be a lot of optimism around, him, and again, coupling him with Cruz next year in that lineup. I mean, again, there's plenty of optimism this year, but I guess seeing a strong finish certainly helps.
It does, Dave, and I was just looking that up. July or June 30th, Cano was hitting .238, and nothing was going right. Since that July 1st, he's hit .327, and he's got almost all of his home runs since then, and putting up really good numbers. And he is doing it with a bit of a stomach issue, an abdominal strain. It's not a huge thing. It's not keeping him out every day, but it does. It's one of those nagging things, He's another guy who just loves playing the game, and he's in the lineup every day. He's a guy, if you look back at his numbers, that's his career. I mean, he plays every day. He plays with the Yankees. He was in there 159, 160 games every year, but wants to be in the lineup. And he's done it here, playing out the string and playing pretty well. And that is important. And it was important in the first half when they didn't do well, and there's going to be a lot of, finger pointed at why they didn't win early, and one of them is definitely Cano. He didn't hit us as they expected. And one of the reasons they're a better club here in the second half is because Robinson Cano is doing what Robinson Cano should do, which is hit. And they need that. And if they're going to be what they expect to be next year, they're going to need him to be that for the full season. And nobody knows that, I think, more than Cano. He's the guy with a lot of pride. And he, for whatever reason, didn't come out of the first half as the way he wanted. And he's definitely back on track. And that's been a big part of the reason that they're finishing with one of the better offenses in baseball in the second half.
Yeah, and of course it'll help if Taijuan Walker pitches next year, like he pitched on Monday night at home as well. So little signs along the way, but once you get back to it, the Babe Ruth of baseball writing, Greg Johns. Thanks, man. We'll do it again next week.
You got it, Dave. Good talking baseball with you.
There we go. That's gone. Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.